Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What's up, champion? Sam Crowley, great to have you back. Back in the Everyday Saturday Nation. It's Friday, TGIF. Thank God I'm free. February 10th, 2017. I want to talk to you about being emotionally connected to money. Anytime I do a show about money, it seems to get the most downloads. Everyone is so passionate about money. Well, here's a lesson, boys and girls. Let me adjust my chair here. I was about falling off my chair. That would have been a great show, fall off my chair in the middle of a podcast. It's actually happened before, many, many years ago. You know, I used to broadcast in my kitchen, yelling into the built-in microphone of a Sony laptop. Didn't even have a mic, couldn't afford a mic. Wouldn't even know how to plug it in if I had one anyway, so not a big deal. Money. We got our house, dropped it another $5,000. So those of you keeping score at home, if you've been following along since the beginning of January, when we found our dream home, the 1840 farmhouse here in the same town that we live in, but it's on an acre of land, and it's minimalism, man. Minimalism. And it's beautiful. It's got an in-ground pool, a huge backyard for our dogs. I'm going to live off the land. And the number one factor, I can pee off the deck. That was the only requirement for a home that I was going to move from this one for. So we started listing our house at $379,900. And our house isn't anything special, you know? And I don't say that. I mean, I guess if I'm trying to sell my house, I should probably put myself into a better state of mind and maybe it'll sell. It's just not, man. It's in a cookie cutter, corporate Joe neighborhood where every dad is gone until 8 at night when they finally get home from the slave camp. And every mom is a soccer mom who is an Uber driver driving their kids around endlessly from 2:30 in the afternoon until 10 at night, from basketball to soccer to lacrosse to dance to this to that, okay? You get the picture? It's like every other neighborhood. That's what it is. It has no character. Our neighborhood has no character. There's 17, 18 homes in a cul-de-sac. There's nothing special about it whatsoever. I wouldn't live here. You may be asking, dude, why'd you buy the house? Well, I bought the house because of money. I got my third promotion in 4 years back in 2004. I was making now, my salary alone was over $100,000, which I would have had to make. I've made over $100,000 before, but that was in sales. That was bonus, commission, everything like that. Now my salary was over $100,000, and I got qualified for a mortgage. It's funny, man. Rates were like 7% back then. It's fixed. Maybe 6, but I'm thinking they were like 7. Anyway, and everyone's buying houses. Everyone's buying bigger houses. Everybody I work with was out buying bigger houses than the next person. And I got the promotion, so I needed to buy a house, right? Isn't that the way it works? I got to entertain now. I'm entertaining the highfalutins, and I got to keep the image up. That's the only reason I bought the house. Plus, we were on my wife was pregnant with our third child, so we had 3 kids under the age of 5, and we only had 3 bedrooms at our last house. So it made sense from that perspective, but I didn't. It was a new build. I never lived in a new build before. Blah. Blah, 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 blah. So fast forward to now, and the housing market's great. Not a lot of inventory. However, I'm not emotionally attached to the house. I would have been 10 years ago. I would have been like, my house is worth $380,000. Hell, it's worth $400,000. Now I look at opportunity cost. For example, I dropped it another $5,000. So I'll tell you where we're at on the old MLS right now. But we've only had 7 or 8 showings so far. And I'm doing this podcast to just keep it real with you, just be authentic, like always, and just share with you why I keep dropping it $5,000 literally every other day. It feels like I just dropped it $5,000 Monday, and today's Friday. So we started at $379,900. I dropped it to $374,900, then to $369,000, $364,000, $359,000, and now I'm at $354,900. And I'm doing this to get a lot of showings, to get a lot of interest, the feedback on the home. We have a split built-in staircase, if you can imagine that. You go up one side, you can go up the other side, but it's a enclosed, a split enclosed staircase. The feedback, which we love it. I mean, we love that staircase. Other people that come to our house have said they loved it, unless they're lying, which I guess they could be doing that. But people looking at it, they don't like that, I guess. That's the feedback we've gotten from like 3 of the 7 showings. Another thing is my basement, when I had it built out, I divided it because I want to have my office. We have a bedroom off the side. So there's a couple of doors to walk through. People like wide open basements, I guess, which is cool. That's great. Anyway, the feedback tells me I got to keep lowering it because the other houses that I'm competing with, they got it better. They got bigger, more open basements. They have the traditional open staircases. Some even have a staircase going up one side and down the other of the home. I get it, man. I mean, my house is, I love my house. It's got a fence, a really huge tree line. It's on a corner lot. I love my house from that perspective, but I'm not married to it. I just keep lowering the price because I'm not attached to money. That's number one. Number two, there's an opportunity cost whenever you get yourself into a business transaction and you're looking to do something else and you've got money tied up in A and you're looking to do B. A is the house I currently live in. B is the house I'm trying to get to, and I do not want two monthly payments, because I just don't. Who does? Why don't you want two payments? Well, show me somebody that does. Hey, I'll gladly make two payments. So it costs me, I don't know, I'm thinking of the mortgage plus expenses, maybe $3,500 a month to run my house just from the bills perspective, you know, when you factor in mortgage, insurance, what else is there? Utilities. I'm just thinking of opportunity costs. Maybe it's $3,000, $3,000 to $3,500. So every 30 days that go by, I got to make that mortgage payment. I'm out $3,500. So that's real money. So if I lower it 5, I'm losing $1,500. Factor in 6% commission to the realtor. So, you know, it's damn near a wash, right? Every time. So I don't want to be stuck making 2 mortgage payments. Now add to that the new payment on the other house, now you're over $5,000 to run 2 houses. Why do I want to run 2 houses? I only need 1, and I'm trying to get away from the biggest one. Certainly don't need 2. So you see where I'm going with this? There's an opportunity cost involved if you can't cut the cord quickly on A and get yourself to B. So I'm curious, is there anything going on in your life where you're holding on and you're holding on and you can't let it go? Maybe it's a website. Maybe it's a house. Maybe it's a relationship, the opportunity cost of staying in that relationship versus going into a new one or just getting away for now and being alone, which a lot of us are afraid to be. But is there an opportunity cost of not exiting A? What does A mean to you? And when you look at the opportunity cost and you add that to the real cost, it becomes pretty evident, at least to me, that I'm losing a lot more than just a sales price of lowering my home $5,000 a pop. That's why I'm doing it. And, you know, my realtor might think I'm a little nuts right now, because she says, no, you're solid. I mean, I asked her, what's the 30-day selling price? 30-day. For us to get an offer, what is it? $379. All right, let's list it there. Well, we only had a few showings. Let's lower it and lower it. And then I had a buddy of mine who was actually really interested at $365. This was just a week ago. That's how much I've lowered it, $10,000 just in the last week. But he ended up, I think, buying another house. And so I'm not interested. Here's the other thing. I can go earn right now the money that I'm going to lose as a result of having this house. That's a powerful position to be in. Meaning I could sit around and when the housing market heats up in April, get an offer at $370 or $365. Or I can get it sold right now at $355, even $350. Who cares? In that 60 to 90 day period, if I can't make up $10,000, I mean, I just shouldn't be educating and coaching people and mentoring people in online marketing. Should I? I mean, I've got 3 to 4 funnels running at any one time, automated income coming in 24 hours a day. Why am I sitting here death gripping $5,000 or $10,000 here? It makes absolutely no sense. So you got to be congruent. This is another lesson. So we've got opportunity cost, we've got real cost, confidence in yourself that you can make up the difference in that. And then the last thing is you got to be congruent with the person you are on the inside and appear and be that person on the outside. I'm very confident that I can earn the difference, whatever that is, 10, 20, 30, 50 grand. It doesn't matter to me. And it's not arrogant. It's a confidence that you should walk with, knowing that you're not a prisoner to a price. You're not a prisoner to money. You're not a prisoner to somebody else's value of your home, your automobile, whatever it is that you're trying to get rid of so you can move on, because you've got the power to understand that you can go earn that money back. And when you've got that, that's what my prayer is for you, that you get that quiet confidence that you walk with, knowing you can take any shot you want. Take your best shot at me, because I've got the knowledge and the know-how and the passion, and I know who I am. I'm very comfortable with who I am. This is you speaking. Just say it. I know who I am. And when you know who you are and you know the value that you bring, you'll never be afraid of anything. There's no amount of money that you can be bought for. You cannot be bought. You understand? You cannot be bought. I hope this message hits you in the right way today. It's Sam Crowley. Hit me up. Hit me up on the internet. Oh, my God. EverydayIsSaturdayBody.com. EverydayIsSaturdayBody.com is blowing up. Your $1 trial is waiting for you. Everybody's posting their pics of their green smoothies and pics from the gym. It is amazing. Men and women of all shapes and sizes and ages. It is awesome, man. Get in there. Get a dollar out of your pocket and get to EverydayIsSaturdayBody.com. I will see you over there. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit EverydayIsSaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag EverydayIsSaturday.